Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3420BN. Today's date is August 6th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Walt's VP, Ignorant A or Deliberate B? Do you see what's happening? It's almost time. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind, and many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now changing everything up. They knew that Biden wasn't going to be able to pull this off. They knew that his poll numbers weren't there. Actually, they know Kamala's poll numbers aren't really there. But I do believe she is a placeholder. The VP that she just picked, which is Waltz, he is a placeholder. And if you really step back and you really take a look at what's going on here, you can see that Obama is really running the show. And ask yourself a question. If you were going to trade people out, would you bring in the best of the best? Or would you show the people the worst of the worst and actually have the people get upset, get the people angry? Get the people saying, okay, I don't know about Kamala. I don't know about Waltz because they're a complete and utter disaster. Would you have the people beg for a replacement? I do believe this is what Obama is planning to do. Now, if Kamala stays in and Waltz stays in, I do believe Trump, it's going to be very, very easy for him to win. No problems. Looks great. I think this is what everyone wishes. But I think Obama has a different plan. I think Trump and the Patriots already know this. And I do believe he wants everyone to suffer. And I'm talking about his party. I'm not talking about the Republicans or the Independents. He wants his people to say, you know something? These people aren't going to do it. Every day that passes, we're finding out more information. Kamala's not out there. She can't debate. She can't talk to the news. Waltz right now, he was involved with all the far left activity, burning down the cities. You can kill a baby after 9 months. These people aren't the people that we need. And I do believe in the end what Obama wants, he wants people to accept the swap out, the change of batter. And I do believe this is his mission right now. Because, again, if you were going to bring in people that were going to actually try to win the election, you would bring in the best people that you can get. You wouldn't pick Kamala, but I do believe he needed to pick Kamala because how would you jump over her? I don't think the people would accept that. And you wouldn't pick Waltz. Actually, if you looked at the lineup, who was it? It was all white men. There was no black man. There was no black woman. It was all white men. So basically, they showed the world, here are the white men that you can choose from. And what did they do? It seems like they chose the worst of all of them. Is that person easy to replace? And is anyone going to bat an eye? I don't believe so. And I do believe this is his plan. I do believe Trump, the Patriots, I think they know this. I think Trump is leading them down this path. And the only way they could try to cheat, try to win, is to actually remove the choice from the people. And they needed to make the choice for their base. And they needed the people to accept it. So I do believe this is why they decided to remove Biden, decided to bring in Kamala, see how the people reacted. They didn't jump over her. And now the people, they're accepting it. They're okay with it. People are on board with it. It doesn't mean that she's going to win in the election. Her poll numbers are still way, way down. I'm just talking about the D party. Now, I do believe the second phase of the plan is basically try to have the people accept what's next. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they definitely want Obama, probably Hillary Clinton, front and center. And I do believe Trump wants to show the world how treasonous they really are. I think we're coming full circle right now. Now, again, Trump isn't telling Obama to do this. I do believe that Trump knows what they're trying to do here, and he's trying to force them down this path. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but he's trying to force them down this path to make sure that he does go down this path. And I do believe this is why Trump says certain things at certain times. And I do believe in the end, Obama, he will go down this path and he will swap out these individuals. And I do believe Trump will have Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest exactly where he wants them. Because again, to win in this election, they're going to have to cheat. Because there's no way they can pull this off, especially with Kamala and Walz right now. There's no way they're going to be able to pull this off. There's no way they're going to be able to get enough votes from their base to actually allow the ballots to happen. What I mean by that is to feed in the ballots and have the computer systems change the results and everything like that. I don't think they have the ability to do this, even with the illegals that they brought into this country. And I think they know this. So I do believe they need to bring people that are halfway decent, halfway popular. Remember, Walz, he's an unknown, and he has a lot of baggage. So I think this is just a temporary stage right now, and we're moving into the next stage. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they sent us a couple of messages letting us know which direction we are actually headed in. And we'll have to see if the deep state players follow through on all of this. And remember, this is all about the November 5th election. This is waking up the people, showing the people who's responsible for destroying this country. And to show the people, you must bring them into the light. Obama can no longer hide in the basement talking to Biden, talking to Kamala, talking to these people through his headset. I do believe Trump needs him front and center. He needs Hillary Clinton front and center. He needs the people who have been destroying the country to actually come into focus so people understand this. Because, again, this is about taking back the country. This is about destroying the deep state players and beating them at their own game. And the only way to do this is to wake the people up. And when I say wake them up, I mean bring them through the mud, bring them through the darkness, bring them through all of it so they actually see it. Now, there's a lot of Republicans, a lot of independents. They're already awake. They might not understand what's really going on. They think this is another four-year election, which it really isn't. The D's at this point, I do believe this is their turn to wake up, and this is why this is happening. Now, they might be on board with Kamala and Walz right now thinking, oh, this might not be that bad. But I think as we go down this path, it's going to get worse and worse for these two, because the message that Trump set out there, he just said, thank you. I think that tells you everything you need to know. Now, again, if they stay in the race, this would be absolutely amazing. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have different plans. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the Secret Service, because we can see it's another corrupt organization, just like the FBI, DOJ, CDC, FDA, you name it. Remember, this is a criminal syndicate. And the reason why you're seeing this is because Trump, the Patriots, needed to show everyone what the system actually is. And I think people are starting to really see this. Remember, They cover up their crimes. They lie to you. They gaslight you. They don't want you to know the truth. And when you go back in time and you look at what happened out in the White House with the cocaine, what happened? They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't find out whose it was. And then we come to find out that the Secret Service said they disposed of the cocaine and Cheadle was trying to hide or get rid of the evidence. Now, remember, Cheadle worked for the Bidens. Whose cocaine do you think it is? Now, think about this for a second. This is how corrupt the system really is. And they don't want people to know the truth. And this is what they do. They cover up their crimes. But the problem is that the cover-up always gets you. Because the cover-up always includes emails, text messages, other communications that they think are hidden from the public. But eventually, they are not. And people always learn the truth. Just like people are learning the truth about the border. People understand that Kamala, she's the border czar. Now that VP Waltz has been chosen, he's also for open borders. So when there is an event in this country, the people are going to blame who? They're going to blame these individuals. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And I do believe what Obama is actually doing, he's letting these people take the heat. The heat for everything that they have done. Remember, Obama and Hillary Clinton, they're staying in the background. They're staying out of sight because when they bring in the other candidates, which I do believe it might be Michelle Obama and most maybe Hillary Clinton, the baggage is going to be with Kamala, Biden, and Waltz. The others are going to come in last minute and people are going to see, hey, they weren't involved in this. These are different people. They weren't running a state. They weren't involved with open borders. So I do believe we're going to see something a little bit different here. And they're going to try to deflect everything onto these people and let them handle all the heat. And this way, when they bring in the other candidates, everyone is clapping for them. I'm talking about their base. I'm not talking about the Republicans and independents. Their base will be like, yay, we have people that we can actually now vote for. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to use this to their advantage because, again, Trump declassified everything. He has everything on them. And he's going to be, and I don't mean him personally, but you're going to see the information being dripped out on these people. And remember, they already set the precedent where you can attack a presidential candidate. So in the end, I don't think this is going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. But when you look at the border, you can see that Biden, Kamala Harris, they were all involved in creating this nightmare. The Oversight Committee put this out and said the following. Over 3 years ago, resident Biden tasked Vice President Harris with stemming the migration to our southern border, and the media anointed her the administration border czar. What has she done in the time to fix the worst border crisis in American history? Chairman Comer is asking CBP to hand over documents and communications with the executive office of the vice president related to either the southwest border or illegal immigration. America deserves to know what their border czar has done to keep them and their communities safe. So right there, they're going to be producing evidence to show what they have done. And you know what they have done. They opened the borders. They reversed everything that Trump has done. But again, the base of the D's, do you think they're going to believe this? Some of them might. But I do believe when an event occurs and you couple that with the documents that Comer is going to produce, that's when people are going to really wake up and go, holy crap. Okay, the documents say this. We just saw an event. Yes, she is responsible for this. And Walt, of course, goes along with her. And this is going to be a huge problem for the Democrats. And I do believe this is all being done to actually shift everything over to the change of batter. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're trying to drive this to force Obama to switch batters. And I think Obama knows that he has to. Because remember, the only ways they can actually win this is to do what? Cheat an election like they did back in 2020. Do you think they have the ability to do that this time around? Even when they bring in Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton, I don't believe this can be done. They can leave Kamala and Waltz in and just have them lose and then try to stop the election by not certifying it. And just like we heard from Jamie Raskin, they will then create the riots. They will try to postpone it as long as possible. And they'll say that Trump created this insurrection and he can't hold office, even though he won. Or they could try to delay the elections with a cyber attack. I do believe there's going to be a cyber attack no matter which way you look at it, because, of course, the reason they're not certifying it is because they're going to say that there was an attack on the election system. The FBI CISA already let us know this, and they manipulated the election somehow, some way, which allowed Trump to win. Or they can have the cyber attack to say, hey, we can't have the election system right now, and we're going to have to postpone it for a little while, and they stay in power, and they create the chaos. So no matter which way you look at it, I don't think they have a winning hand. I think Trump and the Patriots, they know this. And this is going to be used against them in the end. Remember, this is all about having the people see this, having the people take back the country, having the people on board with the counterinsurgency saying, yes, we're on board with you. We see the treasonous acts. We know who the criminals are. Let's go get them. And Trump, he said something very, very interesting when he was being interviewed by Aiden. And he talked about AOC and how she was a spark, how she got a spark. Lisa May says the following. When describing AOC in his segment, he first used the word fake, but then spoke of her in a more positive light and said, she's got a spark. Odd, isn't it? Then she refers to post 4204. This is May 11, 2020. And down below it says, patriotism on the rise. People needed a spark to reignite the engine. And that's exactly what the people needed. They needed something where they saw the country wasn't heading in the right direction. And they just needed that spark to say enough is enough. And I do believe the rest of the country, they're going to see a lot more of this as we approach the presidential election. Because what are they going to see? They're going to see a crashing economy. They're going to see an event in this country. And they're going to see, I do believe, an attack on this country. And once the people see this, and especially the D's, that is going to be the spark that they need, and it's going to reignite their engine. Now, I don't mean it's going to be 100%, but I do believe we're going to get a lot of them, because Trump said it, going back a little bit in time during one of his rallies, we cannot do this with half the country. We need the majority to complete the counterinsurgency, and we do need the majority. And I do believe Trump is going to get it. But you could see, since we're in an information war, it's not going well for the deep state players. First of all, the fake news, they're having a very difficult time controlling the narrative. The social media companies, they're having a difficult time controlling the narrative because there are other social media platforms. Now we have this court ruling, which we mentioned yesterday, where the DC federal court rules that Google is a monopolist. So this is going to be a very, very interesting time for Google, because remember when they said Ma Bell was a monopoly? What happened to Ma Bell? For those people that don't remember, it was the phone company. It was the only phone company. They took it and they divided it up. That's where you got AT&T, Verizon today, South Bell, whatever other company they created. So what's going to happen to Google if they're a monopoly? Are they going to break the company up? That's interesting. Mike Davis put this out and said, DC federal court rules Google is a monopolist. This is just for the online search market. Google still faces liability for its alleged monopolization of the online advertising market. And yes, they do monopolize the advertising market. And this is why it's very, very difficult for other social media companies to compete, because they control the advertisements. But that reminds me of post 1844. This is August 11th. And down below it says, define antitrust laws. The Sherman Act outlaws every contract, combination, or conspiracy in restraint of trade, and any monopolization, attempted monopolization, or conspiracy or combination to monopolize. The FTC's competition mission is to enforce the rules of the competition marketplace, the antitrust laws. These laws promote vigorous competition and protect consumers from anti-competitive mergers and business practices. Reconcile Google, Facebook, Twitter. Change we can believe in. Then down below, it says the following. It says, Bill Clinton set the stage. Interesting. Plan, could a new telecommunications act be on the way? I do believe there could be another one on its way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that X, they have filed an antitrust lawsuit against GARM, who conspires to boycott the platform. So GARM is the deep state's organization that handles all the advertising. And Elon Musk added on X, "We tried being nice for 2 years and got nothing but empty words. Now it is war." Rumble now has joined X to sue a cartel of advertisers and ad agencies who conspired to block ad revenue from going to certain platforms and content creators. This is how they manipulated everything. This is how they controlled everything. Because again, if the platforms aren't getting the advertisers, how are they going to grow? How are they going to attract creators? It's very, very difficult. And the deep state, they know this. And this is why we have X and Rumble now. And I do believe other platforms should probably get involved in this and go up against this. And I think in the end, this is all going to fall apart on the deep state players. Their control of information is slowly but surely disintegrating around them. And by when this is all said and done, they will completely and utterly lose the information war, because they will not be able to control the information, because they won't have the platforms. They won't have the fake news the way they did it before. And you could see it's already starting to fall apart. And this is why they want to pass hate speech laws. Think about what's happening out in Europe and Australia, New Zealand, and the rest. Remember, they don't have a constitution like here in the United States. So they can pass those laws out there first and arrest people for putting up certain memes or saying something. And who judges if it's hateful or not? Oh, that's right. The government does. And when you look out in the UK, a man was arrested. They came to his house, an old guy. They came to his house and they said that he put something up that was malicious, hateful, and they have to take him in and arrest him and throw him in jail. And he was having a conversation. "I'm on medication. I have an anxiety. Can I take my medication?" And they allowed him to take his medication and everything with him. But think about what they've done here. They have arrested someone for speaking freely because they said it is hateful to a certain group. They decided that it was hateful. Can that be done here in this country? No, we have the First Amendment, which is free speech. It doesn't say anything about hate, because what's hateful for one group is not hateful for another. And you have the right to speak your mind as long as it's not against the law. And what is the law? It means like a threat to someone or a threat to kill someone. But just speaking your mind and saying, "I don't like that," or putting a meme up that goes against a certain group, that is absolutely ridiculous. So this is what they want to do here in this country. But once again, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to do this. Greg Price, he responds to all this and says, "If you saw this video go viral, the details are even more insane. British police arrested a guy for posting this meme on social media of the trans flag shaped like swastika. They also arrested the guy who filmed the video for good measure." Think about that for a second. Think about what they've done. And think about what they want to do around this world. So the Hampshire government provides this handy flyer on their 1984 approach on speech, noting that malicious communications includes content grossly offensive, vulgar, outrageous, shameful, shocking, abusive, insulting. To who? That is indecent, degrading, humiliating, improper, especially in relation to sexual matters. That is of threatening nature and the threat to believe to be real. That is sent using false information that is believed to be false by the sender. Sent to cause the person or anyone else distress or anxiety. This is what they want to do here in this country. But again, we have the First Amendment. We have the right to speak freely. If people don't like what you're saying and they find it hateful or they get anxiety, well, shut it off. But again, our founding fathers allowed us to do this. And you can see the other countries, they don't have this right. And they're trying to fine the social media companies who allow this to happen. This is how they're trying to keep them in control. And it looks like X and Rumble and the rest, they're not going along with this. And the other thing that's very interesting, out in the UK, you can see the civil war is now building. And you can see the country right now, from all the illegals coming into the country, they have the control. And the government is allowing them to go around and to terrorize the people. Think about the BLM riots. Did the government and the local governments allow the BLM rioters, the Antifa rioters, did they allow them to terrorize the people in the cities? Did they allow them to burn things down, hurt people, kill people, loot? Yes, they did. The same thing is happening now out in the UK. Yes, they had the BLM riots and everything like that. But now it looks like they're just allowing these people roam around the city with weapons, which is a machete and a knife. They took the guns away from law-abiding citizens because, again, these individuals who came into the country illegally, they can't go through the legal process to get their weapons. They have to get it on the black market. And they wanted to make sure that the citizens of this country didn't have weapons so they can't defend themselves. And think about how in California, New York, and many other places, how they wanted to get rid of assault rifles, which there's no such thing as assault rifles. They wanted to get rid of the AR-15s, and they wanted to limit the number of rounds that you had in the magazine. So when you look at what's going on in England, you have a mob of people dressed up in black with black masks attacking one white individual. What weapons does he have? No weapon. Even if he had a machete or a knife, you have 10 to 20 people attacking you. Does that person stand a chance? Does a woman stand a chance? But if the individual had a weapon, like an AR or a pistol that had 15 rounds, does he stand a chance? Does she stand a chance? Or an AR that has 30 rounds? Yes, they do. They might even have the upper hand without even firing a shot. Really quick, before we get into what's next, I just want to take a second to introduce you all to one of our newest and innovative sponsors. For those of us who can't get enough of content and conversation diving deep into the truths that the mainstream media won't touch, there is finally a streaming platform that aligns with us. Have you heard about Unify TV yet? It's a cutting-edge streaming platform that's packed with eye-opening content that the other subscription platforms aren't allowed to touch. Right now, Unified is offering a free trial where you can check out any of these wild investigations. For example, I love this inclusive must-watch film called Catastrophic Disclosure. This film features explosive testimonies and investigations that uncover some of the most shocking and unheard discoveries of what the government is hiding about alien existence. They interview former intelligence officer David Grush, claims the U.S. government possesses alien spacecraft and non-human bodies. You'll hear from top experts like Serena D.C., Michael Mazzola, and Daniel Sheehan discussing congressional hearings, bipartisan demands for transparency, and the concept of catastrophic disclosure. This program dives into the U.S. government's awareness of non-human presence since the 30s, the retaliation against whistleblowers, and the strategic and political implications of UFO disclosure. If you're a truth seeker like us, catastrophic disclosure is a program you can't miss. This and over 1,000 other titles are available to watch now with their free trial. You can watch Catastrophic Disclosure right now for free at unify.tv/x22. Trust me, it's the kind of content that will keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Stay vigilant, stay informed. So you could see why they wanted to take the weapons away from the people, and this tells you everything you need to know. Now, the other thing that's happening in UK, remember, they voted out the fake Conservative Party. Nigel Farage has a seat now, and they brought in the Liberal Party. And I do believe when this is all said and done, and they see what's going on in the country, I do believe the people are going to vote out this party and bring in the real Conservative Party, which is going to be Nigel Farage and team. Keir Starmer put this out and said he will hold a second COBRA meeting this evening as disorder rocks UK towns and cities. Police sources say they are aware of at least 30 gatherings planned tomorrow in what is expected to be a big day of disorder. So who are they arresting for disorder? Oh, I think it's the citizens of their country. And the illegals, they're allowed to do whatever they want. It's the same thing that you saw during the BLM riots. Those individuals were allowed to do whatever they want. Anyone that tried to stop them, they were arrested. If you defended yourself, you were arrested. These people who are in government, they are not elected, they are installed, and they do not represent the people of that country. They represent their masters, and the masters are not the people. And I think people, they're seeing this clear and clear every single day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see out in the Middle East, war is imminent. It's building and building and building. Trump let us know that he believes that Iran is going to attack. He said last night, it might be today, it might be tomorrow, but you could see things are moving in that direction. He did say it's not, he didn't have top secret information. It's the same information that everyone else is hearing. But I do believe from the information that we know that something is about to happen. But the other thing that we've come to find out is that the UN now has admitted that the UNRWA staff members may have been involved in the October 7th terrorist attack in Israel. And the omission is not just a minor oversight. It highlights a disturbing pattern of complicity and negligence within the organization. Well, I do believe this actually shows you that they're really part of this. Remember, the UN is unelected individuals, and they're actually working for the deep state players. But again, remember, the IDF found evidence that Hamas used the UNRW headquarters as offices, and that the power cables ran directly from inside the UNRWA offices to the underground tunnels. Plus, they used the UNRWA, like cement bags and other materials, to build their tunnels. So you're trying to tell me they knew nothing about this? Absolutely ridiculous. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, let's all continue to keep the American hostages held in Gaza in our thoughts. They must be brought home. Eden Alexander, Omer Nutra, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, Sagi Dekel Chen, Kith Siegel. So their hostages are still out there. And you can see the Biden administration, they're doing absolutely nothing. Because again, whose side are they really on? They're on the side of their state-funded terrorists, which are Hamas, Hezbollah, you name it. And it looks like Saudi Arabia, they told Iran officials that it will not allow Iran to use Saudi airspace to launch an attack on Israel, and that any missiles, drones, or aircraft that enter its airspace will be seen as a violation of Saudi sovereignty, stating that we are defending ourselves, not Israel. So we have Kuwait, we have Saudi Arabia, and I do believe there might be other countries that say to Iran, you cannot use our airspace. So this is very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is that there were missiles that were launched, and these missiles hit the U.S. military base in Iraq, and it looks like there were certain individuals that were injured there. And General Flynn responded to this and said, the Biden administration is paying the Iranian regime to kill U.S. soldiers. How else can this be explained? And he's absolutely right. And you have to remember, the Biden administration, they've been taking orders from Obama. Obama is pushing the 16-year plan. He pushed the 16-year plan to infiltrate this country, to bring the country to war. Yes, Hillary Clinton's on board. Yes, Biden's on board. Yes, those people that are hiding behind the curtain in the shadows, they're on board. They're the ones who are pushing all of this, Soros and others. And you could see, as everyone watches this all play out, they're realizing that, yes, they're the ones who are actually pushing the war. They're never going to be talking about peace. They're not going to have negotiations. They're going to tell everyone that the other country is causing this. They're crossing the red lines, and we must go to war. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the Biden administration, they set another new record. I mean, they're just setting records all over the place. Morgan Ortegas put this out and said, the Biden-Harris administration has set a new record for the most embassy evacuations of any presidency in the U.S. history, topping Obama's 8. But it doesn't stop there. A whopping 16 nations have faced coups or had government toppled under Biden and Harris. The Blinken State Department have partially or fully evacuated 11 U.S. embassies via ordered or authorized departure directives. These include our diplomatic posts in Burma, Chad, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, Nigeria, Sudan, Niger, and Haiti. And in multiple instances, military protection and escorts were necessary to protect U.S. citizens in Haiti, Sudan, and Afghanistan. Despite assurances that we would not see a Saigon-style evacuation in Kabul, that is precisely what we witnessed with horror. But their global instability hardly stops there. Myanmar, Chad, Guinea, Sudan, Mali, Burkina Faso, Niger, Haiti, Sri Lanka, Central African Republic, Somalia, Gabon, Guinea, Bissau, Bangladesh, and Venezuela all had coup efforts toppled governments. Maduro's election theft is just the latest example of how progressive foreign policy strengthens authoritarianism. From Tehran to Caracas, the Biden-Harris foreign policy has delivered fresh cash infusion to repressive regimes while undercutting America's energy production. A resident Harris would continue the disastrous policies of the Biden-Harris administration and add fuel to global fires. And that is absolutely true. And it looks like Trump might be right. Maybe he's off a little bit on his day of when Iran's going to attack. But this is coming from Iran International English, put this out and said the following. The Iranian Aviation Organization issued a NOTAM on Tuesday to warn pilots of aviation authorities about a risk of gun firing activities in western Iran on August 7th and 8th, setting the danger zone up to an altitude of 12,000 feet. So is something about to happen? It's starting to seem that way. And once again, we can see that people are going to be watching this and people are going to be scratching their head. And this is the beginning of World War III. Does that mean we're going all out war right now? No, it's going to build up. People are going to watch this. People are going to see how this plays out. And I do believe when the U.S. starts to get involved, because of course the deep state players want to get involved because they want a war, I do believe you might see Iran or maybe Russia or North Korea, depending on how all this plays out, you might see an attack on this country. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But when you look at the deep state players and the D's, you could see Kamala Harris or Obama, they picked Tim Walz as the VP pick. Now, Tim Walz, he has a lot of baggage, and people are starting to point this out already. And you have to remember, the people that they were choosing, they were all white males. Most of them were very far left, and it looks like they picked the worst of the worst. I do believe this was done on purpose. But when you look at everything that they have done, it's everything that the people are rejecting right now. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Minnesota under Tim Walz. After he ignited violent riots and stoked the 2020 protests, Kamala helped bail out the violent and dangerous criminals who were arrested for it. A taste of what America will look like under Harris-Walz admin. Absolutely. During Tim Walz's reign, and Hodge Twins put this out, you saw his cities burning down in Minnesota, like in many, many other places. And this was caused by Antifa and the BLM rioters. And Wokeness put this out. Minneapolis, before and after Governor Tim Walz allowed BLM to destroy it, the city looked absolutely beautiful. And afterwards, you see boarded up buildings. You see a rundown area. It's a complete and utter disaster. Why would anyone ever want this? They wouldn't. And I do believe this is why Obama picked Walz, because they knew he would be very, very easy to replace when the time has come. And we could see that more and more people are going to be calling this individual out. Daniel Horowitz put this out and said, Walz threw business owners in jail in 2020 while he was letting violent mobs burn down hundreds of businesses. And this was during COVID. Greg Price put this out. In 2020, Kamala Harris, potential running mate, Governor Tim Walz, locked Minnesotans in their houses. He then set up a hotline via phone and email so that people could snitch on their neighbors who weren't complying with his draconian lockdown. This is what that looked like. And what did it look like? It looked like a dictator controlling his people. The Persistence put this out to every RFK Jr. supporter. Kamala Harris just chose Tim Walz, who put COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. Walz is responsible for destroying families. If and when another pandemic appears, a Harris-Walz admin would result in lockdowns, loss of life. Consider Trump. Absolutely. What else has Walz done? He signed a bill requiring schools to stock period products in boys' bathrooms. In January 2023, Corey Lewandowski put this out, Tim Walz signed into law Minnesota legislation that includes no limitation on when a woman may end the life of her unborn baby, including in the ninth month of pregnancy. Think about that for a second. Charlie Kirk put this out. Walz is an open border zealot. Walz supports sanctuary cities, driver's license for illegals, free college for illegals, and free health care for illegals. He cares more about invaders than Americans. Alpha News put this out and says, Tim Walz says he wants to invest in a ladder company to help illegal immigrants climb Trump's border wall. Says he won't have Thanksgiving dinner anymore without illegal immigrant workers. Recent polling actually shows majority of Americans support a border wall. So the people, they're saying one thing. We have Walz, Harris, Biden, Obama, and the rest doing the opposite of what people want. If you go to Europe, they're doing the same thing. And yes, Walz is now giving driver's license for illegals because why? They want the illegals voting in the elections. And Paul Sperry pointed this out. Federal records show Kamala's VP pick, Tim Walz, and his wife have contributed almost 5,000 to the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party and DFL candidates. DFL, which was founded by a communist, has sponsored at least 10 Democratic Socialist office holders. That should tell you everything you need to know. Now, of course, the fake news, they're out there. They're trying to spin this. They're trying to put lipstick on the pig to make it look incredible, like he's incredible. But again, this is completely and utterly failing. The Trump Vance team, they put this out and said, it's no surprise that San Francisco liberal Kamala Harris wants West Coast wannabe Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz has spent his governorship trying to reshape Minnesota in the image of the Golden State. While Walz pretends to support Americans in the heartland, when the cameras are off, he believes the rural America is mostly cows and rocks. From proposing his own carbon-free agenda to suggesting stricter emissions standard for gas-powered cars and embracing policies to allow convicted felons to vote, Walz is obsessed with spreading California's dangerously liberal agenda far and wide. If Walz won't tell voters the truth, we will. Just like Kamala Harris, Tim Walz is a dangerously liberal extremist, and the Harris-Walz California dream is every American's nightmare. And that is absolutely true. And Trump and team, they already put out a video letting everyone know how bad he really is. He's weird. He's a weird guy, and he's a communist, he's a socialist, and he's far left. And everything that people are objecting to right now, he stands for. He wants the open borders. He wants everything that the deep state has been trying to do. And this should tell you everything you need to know right now. Clandestine put this out and said, from a Trump perspective, Walz is a best case scenario. Walz is an easy target with lots of talking points attached to him. Walz is connected to illegal voting, the Great Replacement, Hamas, abortion, BLM, LGBTQ, etc. Walz provides a canvas for the Trump campaign to paint a very clear picture on what voters can expect under Harris-Walz administration. He represents all the things MAGA are against. He also does not move the needle for the Dems. All the people who are attracted to this far-left radical policies are already voting blue. They might have saved some votes from the pro-Palestinian wing of the Democratic base, but they did not gain any significant ground or steal any Trump voter independence. All they did was reveal their plan. They plan to use Minnesota as the blueprint for the rest of America. Their intentions are out in the open. But again, why else would they pick this individual? I do believe this is the bottom of the barrel. They knew that they needed the people to accept a different individual. And how do you do this? Well, you allow Trump to hit this person over and over and over. That makes the case. Obama brings someone in with a clean record. And I do believe most likely it will be Michelle. But we'll have to see how this plays out. Again, Trump and the Patriots, they're trying to force Obama's hand. And I do believe Kamala was the temporary stop. And I think Obama wants to get out of this temporary stop because he wants to try to beat Trump. I do believe that's his entire mission. And when he realizes he can't beat him, I do believe this is when they're going to change course. But when you look at the poll numbers for Walz, they're absolutely awful because, first of all, he's a nobody. And the poll that was conducted, the poll found that only 17% of Americans view Walz favorably, while 12% view him unfavorably. So the 17 and 12% marks appeared to be so low because many Americans, 71%, have never heard of him before or are unsure how to rate him. So they picked a nobody with a terrible, terrible record. Really think about that for a second. Actually, since we're talking about records, what are Kamala Harris's records and policies and everything else like that? Chuck Colesto says, can anyone find Kamala Harris's policies? What is her campaign message? How is she going to fix the economy? How will she end world conflicts? How will she address illegal immigration? Oh, I know how she's going to do this. I'm going to let her explain. Take a look.
You have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah. She wants everyone to become woke. That explains everything. Explains everything you need to know right there. So what's very interesting about all this, we had all white males and they chose the one that nobody knows. Polls are very low for this individual. And this individual, he's a socialist communist. And it's everything that the people reject. So why would Obama choose Walz? If we're going to attempt to swap the people out, would you have Kamala choose a black man, a black woman, or would you choose the worst white man you can find? Is that person a lot easier to swap out? Will people even bat an eye if Obama and team or the DNC or whoever's going to say, hey, by the way, you know something? We're going to have to swap this person out. The question is, how do they convince the people that it's okay? Can they just say, hey, by the way, we don't want Kamala, we don't want Walt anymore, let's just remove them? I do believe they have something else up their sleeve. And Democrats, they were not playing for keeps if they picked this individual, right? Seemed kind of odd. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, thank you. Thank you for picking this individual. This is going to be easy. And I do believe this sets everything up where they know, and I think Trump knows, that these people are going to be easy to destroy. And Dan Scavino, he took Trump's Truth, put it on an X post, and it says, President Trump reacts to Kamala Harris' decision on choosing Tim Walz, and it says, thank you, and Trump has a thumbs up. Now, what's very interesting, this points to 11:26 because that's the timestamp, and it says, a clean house is very important, and house has the letter H with brackets around it. Does that mean that Hillary Clinton might be coming to focus? Maybe, maybe not. Remember, the DNC, the Democrats actually, showed a picture of Kamala with the Michelle banners behind her, which is kind of odd. Because, you know, Kamala's black right now, and then they can put up Michelle, and they can swap out one black woman for another. That's why she had to become black. So let's think about that. And then if they do swap out Kamala with Michelle, it means this is a whole new administration. It has nothing to do with Harris or Biden anymore. So does Michelle then pick her VP? That's going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Trump, when he put out this Truth, and there's a couple of them, but I'm going to read this one, he spelt Kamala wrong. He said Kamabla and used the letter B, inserted the letter B. So Kamabla Harris is afraid of to debate me on Fox News. She'll be easier to defeat on the debate stage than crooked Joe Biden. Just watch. So if we take the letter B and we search for the post that has the letter B, we come up with this, post 4329, May 27th, 2020. It says, if elderly most at risk, knowingly, why order COVID-19 positive patients back into nursing homes? Hospital capacity, USNS comfort capacity. So let's just stop there for a second, because we know that Walz actually took sick people, just like Cuomo and others, and threw them into nursing homes and killed those people in the nursing homes to build the death rate during COVID. So that's an interesting post. Then the last part of it, it says, ignorant A or deliberate B? So did they put him in, Tim Walz? Are they just ignorant or was this deliberate? I do believe this was deliberate B. I think Trump is letting us know it's deliberate B. So I do believe that they did this on purpose to actually to make a change later on if they had to, which I think they might have to. Now, the question is, how do they get rid of Kamala Harris? Well, it just so happened that we have this story of a Virginia man, and he's been charged with making numerous death threats against VP Kamala Harris. And this is coming from NBC News. Now, what's very interesting is the individual, he was on a conservative social media site. Let me just read this portion of this. Frank Carrillo of Winchester, Virginia, posted a series of violent threats about Harris last month using an alias on the conservative social media site Getter, according to a criminal complaint unsealed in the Western District of Virginia. Investigators allege that Carrillo had posted 19 times about Harris, including threats to shoot, stab, and burn her alive. So just like the assassination attempt against Trump, where they said this individual was a conservative, but this individual was not, this individual was a liberal, far left, they're saying that this individual also posted on a conservative website, and this individual wants to kill Kamala. So if there is an attempt on Kamala, Will this then even the playing field? And will Kamala then back out? Will she be injured? Will she be so afraid that she cannot continue on? Will they use this as the excuse for her to drop out? And will they use this to explain to their base, this is why we need to bring in another candidate? It's starting to seem that this is how this is starting to play out. And I do believe this is why Merrick Garland and others said, hey, we have many threats from different areas that it might not just be Trump, but it might be a threat to all candidates where there are people going out there now who want to remove them or hurt them in one way or another. So if you're going to cheat in the election and you know you have these individuals that are not going to poll well, how would you begin to actually get people on your side? Well, I think an assassination attempt, just like what happened to Trump, that would even the playing field. Have your candidate step down because of what just happened. Bring in a stronger candidate and have the people accept it that way. And have someone that's halfway decent in popularity, where people know who they are because they're known. It's not because they've done anything great. They're just known. And that would be Michelle and maybe Hillary. And you have to remember Tim Walz, he's unknown and he has a lot of baggage. So I do believe if you're going to do something like this, you're going to give it the old college try to cheat in the election to bring the votes up from your base. I do believe this is something that you might consider. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are trying to force them down this path. Now, once again, you have to remember the deep state players, they have a multi-prong approach to cheating in the election. It's not just about feeding in the ballots. I do believe it's feeding in the ballots, cyber attack, postponing the elections, not certifying the election, creating chaos, bringing us to war. I think they're going to use all these things. If one doesn't work, they're going to move to the next thing to try to stop Trump from winning in the election. If he does win, they're going to try to stop him from actually being certified. So you can see they have all this now ready to go. Jamie Raskin has been talking about civil war. He's been letting everyone know the plan here. And I do believe when the deep state players, Obama and the rest, when they're ready to make the change, they're going to most likely sentence Trump to jail and have Trump go to jail, thinking that this will help them. And what's very interesting is that the judge in Trump's hush money trial is pushing back a date for a key ruling on the presidential immunity until 2 days before Trump's scheduling sentence. And instead of September 6th, they have set the date to the 16th, which is 2 days before his sentencing. So this is very, very interesting, and this might jive with them swapping out the other candidate. Because when you really look at the poll numbers and you see where people are going to vote, you realize that Kamala, Walz, they don't stand a chance whatsoever. Even if they cheat, they don't stand a chance, especially if there's an event, especially if things happen, because everything's going to point back to them. Remember, she was the border czar. She'll never be able to escape this. And Walz wants open borders. He'll never be able to escape that. So Political Polls on X did a poll, and 256,000 people voted in this. Here's the question. If the 2024 presidential election were held today, for whom would you vote? Trump, 59.5%. Kamala Harris, 18%. Other, 21%. Here's another one, Political Poll. This is 152,000 people. And when you look at this result, it's very, very similar to the other one. Who would you vote for? Trump, 57.6%. Harris, 38.5%. 1%, Kennedy 2%, other 2%. So this tells you everything you need to know. And it shows the people they're on board with Trump. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots are trying to force Obama into swapping these individuals out. And you're going to see Trump and Vance attack these people like there's no tomorrow. And I do believe when there's an event, I think Obama will be forced to swap these people out. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. And we could see that no matter what they do, they're never going to be able to win in this election. And number one, it's too big to rig. Number two, they don't have the cheating system like they had before. Number three, the only alternative they have right now is to not certify and to attack the elections to convince people that Trump cheated in the election when he actually wins. So I do believe this is where all this is headed. And I do believe we're getting closer and closer to that time where the people are going to take back this country. Yes, there's going to be chaos. Yes, it's going to get dark. Yes, it's going to feel like there's no hope. But remember, when people panic in these situations, when they see the chaos, the Patriots, they already know that the deep state's going to do this. And the Patriots, they will clean this up very, very quickly. Again, most of what we're seeing, I do believe, is for the people, the D's, to wake up and experience all this, to bring them to that point where they're going to have to make a decision. Either you have war, you have a crashing economy, you have chaos, you have open borders with illegals coming over who might be terrorists and criminals, creating all these heinous crimes. You can have all this, or you can have the guy that is talking about peace and the guy that's talking about cleaning up the entire country and cleaning up and getting rid of all these people that are in our country who are doing us harm, and the guy who's going to have peace. So you can make that decision, and I think the people are going to make the right decision in the end. I do believe that those people that hate Trump, they're going to come to love Trump. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.